A number of groups gathered across New York Tuesday to sound off on the state's policy of valuing solar energy. They're calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to intervene and give solar projects another option and stem the tide of community solar projects they say will be left in the dark. The press conference for the Hudson Valley region was held in Kingston and hosted by Citizens for Local Power, where Susan Gillespie is board president.
We want the governor to get back into the business of worrying about solar, making sure that we reach the goal that he helped set in this state. It won't happen unless we change our policy, and he should make that happen.
It's a policy of valuing solar called Value of Distributed Energy Resources, or VDER, which Gillespie refers to as Darth VDER.
In the immediate future, we would like to see the governor arrange for the Public Service Commission to reintroduce the possibility of net metering for people putting up solar. If they wish to use VDER, this complicated new system that they've come up with, that's fine. But otherwise, they should have the option of going back to the old system where they knew what they would get. Were getting. It was one-for-one exchange, and that will put solar back in business in New York.
Tom Conrad sits on the Marbletown Environmental Conservation Commission. He says three of the town's green energy initiatives need community solar, a few 2 to 3 megawatt solar farms.
Well, if the projects are uneconomic to build, which is the case under VDER, they won't get built.
Or there's another option.
We would have to import the renewable energy from farther away or out of state, and then you lose electricity along transmission, and then you also lose the local economic development benefits.
Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgeon says the utility company favors VDER.
The net metering model is a subsidy paid for by all other non-solar customers. And based on the estimated number and size of projects that are in development and in queue, net metering would have added millions of dollars to our customer bills and much more throughout the entire state. VDER still provides an incentive for solar development, but without this high a cost.
Tom Kakandis is president of Inside Track Solar in Dutchess County.
We're asking that projects have the option to continue with net metering past the drop-dead date for residences about a year from now. Larger businesses have already lost their right to net meter and get paid what they pay for electricity when they generate solar electricity.
He says that drop-dead date is January 1st, 2020 for a completed project.
The problem is that we're taking small systems and asking them to get paid on the same basis as humongous central station power plants that can be financed in a completely different way and have a completely different ability to come to market. And it's killing the solar industry. We literally have business owners saying, "Oh, wait a minute, I don't understand. What am I going to get paid?" Well, it's a market. It changes hour by hour. It's not a formulation that works for them. As a result, projects have stopped dead since VDER was implemented March 8th last year.
A state Public Service Commission spokesman in an emailed statement says, quote, "New York State is now ranked third nationally for residential and non-residential solar installed in 2018, and moving beyond traditional net energy metering is necessary to satisfy the demands of a transforming energy system and compensate solar project owners for the value their solar systems provide," end quote. Anthony Sicari owns New York State Solar Farm, a private company.
We would love to go back to how it was, and I know the utility wants a middle ground in between what it was and what it is now, but right now this is so one-sided. We just need to come up with a middle ground together, but until we get to that spot, go back to the way it was so these projects can go through.
Central Hudson's Masurgeon.
You know, VDER is, in fact, a compromise between net metering and no net metering at all. So it does represent a middle ground.
The PSC spokesman says New York will continue to work with other state energy and environmental agencies, environmental advocates, and the solar industry to improve the state's approach and respond to the needs of the dynamic solar market and electricity consumers alike. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Kingston.